The issue of children and armed conflict is one of our key priorities of the German presidency of the Security Council. The protection of the rights of the child is uppermost on our mind. Children are the most vulnerable groups in almost all societies, and they're usually the victims hit hardest in conflicts. That's why we want to enhance the protection agenda in the Security Council. That's a difficult challenge, but we are at the beginning of a long way to improve accountability for crimes and grave, flagrant violations of the rights of the child.
Another area that you hoped to focus on this month of September was developments in the Arab world.
Yes, that is an issue that is very close to our heart. We've been dealing over the last 18 months with various specific conflicts in the Arab world. But what we want to highlight when we meet on a ministerial level under the German presidency is the emerging and ever more important role of the Arab League that has been coming to the forefront as one of the key actors in regional conflict resolution.
The third issue that you hope to focus on was Afghanistan. Will the Security Council be addressing the recent unrest over the film mocking the Prophet Muhammad?
If you are referring to the recent turmoil in some Arab and Islamic countries that amounted up to also attacks on diplomatic facilities, then the answer is yes. We discussed it in the Security Council. We were highly concerned about the consequences of those incidents. The Security Council managed to agree very swiftly on two strong statements condemning in strong terms and unequivocally the attacks on the diplomatic premises and the killing of, in this case, American diplomats in Benghazi, but beyond calling on all concerned to respect the diplomatic premises and personnel in those countries. This is the time to call for restraint. Nobody should fan the flames of religious tension, but also on the other side, host countries have a responsibility and should speak out loud and clear against attacks, killings of diplomatic personnel and premises.